As we conclude Shmona Esrei, the Shmona Esrei brachos, of course, ended after Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, with Hamavarech, Esamo Yisrael Ba Shalom. But of course, our tefillah, our davening, is not over until we say the paragraph of Elokai Nitzor. And just even as a practical halachic application, if a person is davening Shmona Esrei still, and the chazin is up to Kedusha, the person saying Shmona Esrei, of course, does not say the Kedusha. They pause, they wait for the chazin to say and to finish Kedusha, then they continue with their Shmona Esrei. But if I'm in the middle of Elokai Nitzor, then I'll say Kedusha, because I'm really done my Shmona Esrei. And the Elokai Nitzor is at the concluding paragraph. It's not a bracha, it's a concluding paragraph of our Shmona Esrei. And it comes from the Gemara, has different comments, different, endings to tefillah from different Amoraim. And this is the paragraph of Ravina, one of the Amoraim. This is the paragraph that we chose. And it's worth going through this paragraph, understanding the words. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this tefillah about Lashon Hara, that it's very hard. This week is Parsha Shlach, and the Meraglim, and all the Lashon Hara. They didn't learn from Miriam's Lashon Hara. All of this, we're asking the Kadosh Baruch Hu for help as we are about to conclude our Shmona Esrei. But I think it's important to take a moment to understand what we're really trying to do and what we should try to do at the end of every Shmona Esrei. The davening that we do, the Shmona Esrei, as we have mentioned many times, is not simply for me to request from God what I need. It is not just that I could open up and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I made a list, and I need this, and I need Parnassa, and Refuah, and Geula, I need all of these things. And here's the list, I rattled them off, thank you very much, I'm moving on. The goal of Shmona Esrei is that I open myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I build that relationship. I share things. I ask things, even if I might not have thought to ask that. Chazal, make me ask it. So I remind myself of what are the things that I need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And I thank Him and I praise Him. And I'm reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us daily, every moment. But the end of my Shmona Esrei, I have a few seconds where I should pause and I should really open up what is going on in my life. If I wasn't able somehow to connect whatever I have in my life, those struggles, those questions, the issues, the advice that I'm seeking, if I didn't find in which bracha it might have connected to, right now, Elokai Nitzor, that's my job. I can pause for a minute before I take those three steps back. We should pause, even if it's for 10 seconds. What else do I want to ask Hashem? What do I just want to share with Hashem? What's going on in my life? What are the things that maybe seem minuscule to me? I have a math test today, or the state of Israel is in a war, big, little. Or just to ask for advice, I need Eitzah Hashem, I need help. Can you please help me? That's Elokai Nitzor. That's the goal of our davening. It's a chance for us to really open up. And when done in that way, if we can, it's going to feel different at a shachris than it's going to be 7 hours later, or 8 hours later, 12 hours later at a mincha. And it might be later at a mariv, and it could be different on a Shabbos than on a weekday. Because if I do that, I go through so many things in my day, and so many things change, and this is the chance for me to really, really open up, to share, to express, to just open myself to this dialogue, to this conversation. And after all of my davening, I praised Hashem, I asked for things, I thanked Hashem. Now is the final piece in which I open up, even if it's for a second or two, to build that into my routine will really help us accomplish and that what the goal of tefillah really is meant to be.